Welcome and thank you for joining us. At Worship Harvest, we believe that we are a movement of the gospel, discipleship, and mission. And we are committed to catalyzing spiritual, social, and economic renewal in our immediate communities. And as a result, the world. Here is this week's teaching.
Now, let's start. I feel like I have two words as we start.
Thank you, Jesus.
One is expect a miracle today.
Today.
Today. In your MC, can you imagine, I was even trying to, which one was it? Because the other one came later, so it's sort of oppressing my mind. But the first one, expect.
Expect a miracle today. Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. To those who believe and say,
for with God,
nothing is impossible.
Expect.
I expect a miracle today.
Let's do it again.
I expect a miracle today.
Nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. For with God, nothing is impossible. I expect a miracle today.
So why should you expect a miracle? You should expect a miracle because of the word of God.
Wow.
The word of God naturally carries miracles.
Wow.
There is nothing that carries more miracles than the word of God.
Wow.
Christ was the word of God. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The same was with God in the beginning. Without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. And everywhere that word went, he carried with him miracles.
Amen.
Now, don't ever wait for when the situation is dire. That's when you start trying to get a miracle.
Now,
don't say, now this one I can treat it. No. Let me not try a miracle. Or this one I can fund it. Or this one I can handle it. No. You practice your miracle life with the one you can treat. Don't try to practice your miracle life when the doctor says we can't do anything. No. Expect a miracle concert. This is a miracle church. Worship Harvest Miracle Ministries. Because we serve a living God who performs miracles.
Yes, Lord.
So expect a miracle. Don't wait for when the doctor says we have given up.
No.
That's not when you should start expecting a miracle. Expect a miracle even with the ones a doctor can handle. Expect a miracle in your finances even. Don't wait for a dire situation when the accountant tells you we are out.
No.
Then you say, Lord, I need a miracle. No. You should walk in financial miracles every day. May I walk in financial miracles every day, even when I have money?
Yes.
People think to walk in financial miracles, you first run out of money. Then you walk in a financial miracle. You should walk in financial miracles
every
when you have
day.
Money. You should walk in a health miracle when you have the health.
Yes, Apostle, yes.
But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he
who raised
Christ the dead from the dead.
Will also
give life to your mortal body through his spirit
who dwells in you.
He's not waiting for you to fall sick, then he starts giving life. He's not waiting for a drastic doctor's report, then he starts to give life.
Constantly.
Rather, he's giving life. The miracle is happening when there is life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody expect a miracle tonight.
Expect a miracle.
You will get what you expect. You will get what you expect. Don't go to your mission or community tonight without expecting a miracle, because God is raining miracles from heaven right now. Miracles of healing, miracles of restoration, miracles of financial supply. In this season, you shall not be in want or in lack. because you are walking with the Jesus who is just dishing out miracles, miracles of restoration of relationships and marriages and all of that. Expect a miracle today. Today, today, today is your miracle day. It's always miracle day, every day, every day, even now, even now. Even now, you can rise up and start walking. You can get up from that couch, from that bed, from that bed of sickness.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Oh, yes. Then Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus the Christ heals you. Arise and make your bed. Then he arose immediately. Somebody, you need to respond to that word. Arise and make your bed. Arise and make your bed. Arise and make your bed, somebody. Expect a miracle today. Expect a miracle today. Expect a miracle today. Expect a miracle today. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We haven't even started preaching. This is just the word.
He is here.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
I see miracles, signs and wonders in the atmosphere. God is moving in this place. He's moving in this place. I see miracles, signs and wonders in the atmosphere. God is moving in this place. He's moving in this place. I see miracles, signs and wonders in the atmosphere. God is moving in this place. He's moving in this place. I see miracles, signs and wonders
in the atmosphere.
God is moving
in this place.
He's moving. So thank you, Lord, for miracles, signs, and wonders that you are performing tonight in our missional communities. Holy Spirit, we invite you to have free rule, free reign, free movement in our midst, even as we get into the word. May you do mighty, mighty, mighty signs and wonders. Pastor Bithri is going to read for us a couple of miracles to encourage us, and then we'll get in the word. Because what I want is, when we are sharing the word, I want people to be receiving miracles. But they have to have an expectation. Some people come into the word expecting to only hear. And what do you get when you get expecting to hear? All you get is hearing. Yeah, I want you to come into the word expecting your bank account to start activating. I want you to come into the word expecting your body organs to start aligning. Expecting your children to start flourishing. That's how I need you to get into the word. Every MC life. Let's go, let's go. Watch your God there.
Let me read for you some miracle testimonies. And you should be sending in yours as well, so we can be reading them and being encouraged. This person says, I thank God that during season 21, the last week when Upmo was preaching about faith, the second day, I didn't have any food at my home. But that evening, I sowed seed in the word. And guess what?
Guess what?
The following day, I received money and bought food for January, February, and March. As in, from no food to food for 3 months covered. Don't talk to me about food again. Somebody, you're receiving your miracle now. Woo! All right.
Yes.
Here is another one.
God's
glory
house
to God.
Is a house of miracles.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
He
says,
so all of you know that I got an accident in 2022 and my pelvic bones broke. And I also got complications in my knees, which couldn't allow me to kneel down even when greeting. I found it so hard to even go to the toilet that have no seats. So one day I was with my uncle and he got visitors at home, but I had to apologize to the guests that I can't kneel to greet them. You see, even my back where the bone broke has been paining me over time. And the bone had not yet got back to normal, because every time I touched the place, I would feel a swollen thing, which is because the bone wasn't straight. Guess what, guys?
What a shock.
On Sunday when Apostle was praying for the sick, I believed God for healing. I touched my back.
This was this Sunday.
This Sunday. This Sunday, I touched my back and I couldn't feel the swelling anymore like before. And right now, I can kneel very well. And everything has changed. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So when we tell you touch where the pain is, it's not idle talk. We are not guessing.
No.
So you see that person, that situation just changed like that.
Just
you
like
know,
that.
God is where you are. God is not far from you. God will give you what you believe for. Raise your faith. Believe for great things. God is going to do it. Someone, you're receiving your miracle now for whatever it is. Let's get two more.
Oh,
no, one more and
one
then we'll
more.
Get into the
one.
Yeah.
Let me read for you one more because, Apostle, you over talked about financial miracles. So let me read a financial miracle. This is, remember, we are in February, the beginning, okay?
Yeah.
So this person says, the Lamb has won. I will not be the one that does not return in thanksgiving. I got a car, to be exact, a Mercedes Benz. I will not tell you the make, but a Mercedes Benz. He says that I'm sick. I'm even scared of the car. Because it is a blessing and it scared me. I only paid a quarter of the amount from the pocket. I've also bought a plot of land, 100 by 100, next to a plot I already own. Basically, financial increase. Ah, this is our portion.
Receive your
miracle
increase.
And my increase.
It's miracle night tonight. Oh yes. And we have leaders camp night on Friday. Come expecting
Apostle,
a miracle
the
on
last
Friday.
Leaders camp night. We have a disciple of ours from Worship Harvest Gaza. She was a stroke victim. And so one side of her face, she couldn't even smile. It was fallen. She had to be supported to eat food. She got healed.
Wow.
Her eyes got straightened.
Wow.
We know her because she serves.
Wow.
And then she had been bleeding from the time she had got a stroke. And the bleeding, so she would change pads all the time. So she went to the bathroom to change at leaders camp night. She was like, where is the blood? Then she went back home and kept waiting. She has never bled again. Leaders camp night.
So, see you on Friday. The Holy Spirit will be expecting you on Friday.
Oh, yes.
I will lead us camp night.
Expecting him.
And you'll be expecting a miracle.
Yes.
God is wonderful.
God is
good. God is blessing us.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is healing us. God is encouraging us by his word. Let's get into the word. Ephesians chapter 1.
So you said you had a second word for us.
Oh.
We can't miss our word.
I'll give it at the end.
Okay.
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4. That's where we ended. I think let's go to 5.
If we go back, we may not leave. All right.
But it starts.
It's in the middle.
It's in the middle, so we have to go back. Go back. Let's start.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. I've stopped.
Verse 6.
To the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved.
Wow. What a blessing. He says, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual. We've gone through this for weeks.
Yes.
There is nothing that God hasn't given you. So change the way you pray. Because you might be praying amiss. You might be thinking that God is still holding some of your stuff.
Yeah.
And God is like, please, I'm innocent of this man's blood. Because I'm not holding anything back.
That's all.
Literally. So God is not holding anything
at all
back. He has already. God is not planning to give you anything. God has already given you everything.
Everything.
That's quite interesting to think about.
Yes.
God is not planning to give you anything.
He has.
God has already given you
everything
that pertains to life and godliness.
Amen.
And we were saying last week that the only thing worse than verse 3 is verse 4. Because he shows us, how has he blessed us? The same way he chose us in him. Before the foundation
of the world.
Of the world, that we should be holy.
And without,
and without blame before him.
In love.
In love, just as he chose us.
Mm.
Give me verse 4 in NLT.
Change the version. NLT. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes.
Before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ Jesus to be holy and without fault in his eyes. Now, in your spouse's eyes, you may not be holy and without fault. In fact, your husband or your wife can give you a booklet of your sins.
Oh, God.
Maybe they keep a black book.
Wow.
But in God's eyes, you're without fault.
Without
because
fault.
Of Christ, in Christ. Once you step out of Christ.
Fault.
You step back into Christ. It's a bit like those who have used airplanes before. You can't really exactly do it unless it's a military airplane. But if you step out, gravity has effect on
it
you immediately.
You. Hmm.
Yeah, but if you stay in, you
You'd
can be as if you're on the ground and when you're actually not on the ground.
Wow.
So that's the part that's very, very exciting.
Yes.
That there's nothing new. God is not doing anything new. Some people think God is doing new things.
Mm-mm.
No. God, he already did the thing. We are the ones discovering what he did. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
There is nothing new he's doing.
Yeah.
We are the ones finding out that that you are the one just finding the house he had already planned for you.
Wow.
All the church, all the ministry,
yeah.
All the business,
yeah.
All the spouse.
Yeah. All things.
But he already did it. But let's go to today's text so that we are not stuck where we shouldn't be. So just as he chose us in him, let's go to the having.
Predestined us to adoption as sons.
Having predestined
us
to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself. Having predestined. This is now very like interesting theological position. Having predestined. Let's use the Amplified Classic to sort of help us break down the meat. And then we can see if we can add some onions.
Okay. So it's for he foreordained us, destined us, planned in love for us to be adopted, revealed as his own children through Jesus Christ.
He foreordained us, destined us, planned in
love for us.
You know, you have had four children.
Yes.
Have they surprised you in terms of you're there, then you give birth? Then
I hope so. No, my God.
We need clothes.
No. The plans are very intricate.
We need diapers.
No.
What a shock.
No.
Nandi's here.
No.
Karabu.
No. We need a name.
What name can we give this one?
Call friends. Give me names.
That's not how it happens.
No.
Advanced planning.
Advanced. In love.
In love. Because first of all, even before you have the child, you plan to get pregnant.
Yes. It's true.
You plan, let's have a child.
Yes.
Then when you conceive, then you start planning for months.
And you never stop planning.
And even after they come out, you're
never
always planning.
Stop, yes.
Nursery school. What? Now people are planning uni, college is now the thing for some people in this church.
And these children don't know the plans you have for them.
No, for them they are just there having fun and eating food.
Yeah.
You the parent, your mind is racing. You're talking to several people. This, that. Mm. Now, God.
Master planner.
Now, how can you be stressed?
No.
Like, why are you stressed, if I may ask
why
you?
Why you worry?
Why they worry?
Worry.
What be your story?
Story.
He foreordained. He destined. He planned in love to be adopted. To be revealed as his own children. Look at the NLT.
Thank you, Jesus. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure.
God decided in advance to adopt us
into his own family.
By bringing us to himself. How? Through Jesus Christ. It's through Jesus
Christ.
He's
the plan. Jesus is the plan.
You see, there is a reason why the whole world is centered on one name, Jesus Christ.
I said,
this is what he wanted to do. No one was forcing him.
Yeah.
No one was oppressing him, saying, now we're... You know, like when a parent dies and the aunties gather.
I know it, please.
Yeah. Like, who is taking this
they
one?
They gathered, yeah.
Then people are like, no, you have to take.
Yeah, you take
Everyone has to take. Yeah. You are taking the youngest. Yeah. Your children are young
children
like
are
her.
Young, they
so
will
they will play.
The unplanned child comes.
So you show up. They are not expecting you.
No.
And then you start trying to adapt.
And even to the new environment.
And even them, they are trying to adapt.
That's not how God...
No. God, this is what he wanted to do. This is what he wanted to do. This is what he wanted to do. You know, being human, we have issues with adoption. But the people who have adopted, that's what they wanted to do.
That's what they wanted.
But so the closest example we can give is marriage.
Yes.
You didn't end up in Biamanzi's house and he's like, but where
him.
Did this chick come from? They first found me. No.
It is what he wanted
to do. It is what he wanted to do.
Yes.
You when you went, that
what
is
I wanted.
What he wanted
it's
to
what
do.
I wanted to do.
Yeah, when Pastor Ari came, that's what I wanted.
Yes.
Yeah, we know what Pastor Glory wants to do.
Yeah, we all know.
We know what Pastor Nunda wants to do.
We all know.
And it gives her great pleasure.
Yes. Hey! You even throw a party and call people to see what you are doing.
La kayama, la kolabo,
hosi, kata,
yaka, ba, ba.
Woo! Maybe that's why we are the bride of Christ.
Yeah. This is what he wanted to do. Jesus was just one picture of adoption, but the other picture is of marriage. That's what we wanted to do. No
like
one was forced down the aisle to Jagenda or Mutwala.
No.
This is what he wanted. This is what Peter Ma wanted to do. And now we can see what he has been doing. But this is what he wanted to do.
They are marvelous.
Hey. This is what he wanted to do. Guys. You have did it. Go back to NKJV. You know, people, they feel like they're in an inconveniencing relationship
with
God.
Yes.
It's like God is just...
He's enduring us.
So that's why we also pray as if we're enduring him. But no, that's not what it is. Look, it says having predestined us to adoption as sons by Christ to himself.
According
to the good pleasure... There's a cousin of mine who speaks like that. According to the good pleasure of his will.
My God.
Now, let's first examine pleasure. Pleasure is by definition, good.
Yeah, like bad pleasure.
There's nothing like bad pleasure. But here he says it was this adoption.
Looking for the words.
This ukutuingiza. Mm. This bring us in.
In.
It was according to the good pleasure of his will. It pleased him exceedingly, immensely,
yes,
overly,
yes,
to adopt us,
yes,
as children.
What a blessing.
And this pleasure was not according to someone else's will. It was his will.
His will.
He couldn't wait.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
That day you walked forward to receive Christ, he couldn't wait.
Oh.
And if you have never walked forward to receive Christ, he can't wait.
He can't wait.
He can't wait.
Wow.
Friends, there is no way you can understand what I'm saying. Mm. And then you say life is impossible.
No.
It's not. Life with Jesus is so beautiful.
It's beautiful.
That's why it says, he beautifies the humble with salvation. Yeah, read for us Psalm 149 verse 4.
For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. Ah, he will beautify the humble with salvation.
The Lord takes pleasure in you.
In me.
If you are born again, you are his people.
Yes, in us.
The Lord takes pleasure in you. It pleased him. It pleased him. It pleased him. The Lord takes pleasure
in
his people. He beautified. Read for us in NLT.
In NLT.
Mm-hmm.
For the Lord delights in his people. He crowns the humble with victory.
God Almighty. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty. Amen. So God delights in his people. Amen. He beautifies the humble with salvation. Thank you, Lord, for restored network. Amen. Let's go back. Really, what the vision for today's word that's coming out is to show you how much your Father actually delights in you.
We feel it, yes.
In terms of adopting you, bringing you in, good pleasure of his will. Okay, no stress. He wasn't being put on gunpoint that you must adopt Pastor B3. No,
he wanted it.
He wanted it.
He planned it.
He delighted in it. He planned it in Christ Jesus before time began.
Yes.
Verse 6. As we finish.
Wow. To the praise of the glory of his grace,
mm-hmm,
by which he made us accepted in the beloved.
To the praise of the glory of his grace. Give us AMPSI, Amplified Classic.
So that we might be to the praise and the commendation of his glorious grace, favor and mercy, which he so freely bestowed on us in the beloved.
So that we might be to the praise and commendation of his glorious grace, favor and mercy,
yeah,
which he so freely bestowed us. The beloved here is Christ.
Yeah.
You know, this is the verse that, remember when we used to do an event called Highly Favored at Katikati?
Yeah.
Way back then.
Yeah.
We need Highly Favored back.
We need this back.
Give me NKJV,
thank
please.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. To the praise of the glory of His grace. To the praise of the glory of His grace. To the praise
of the glory
of His grace. You see, it's a trade past these words. Yeah. I'm going to come back.
Yeah.
Now, grace is divine enablement.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Unmerited.
Undeserved.
And favor.
Yes.
That's why it goes down and says, accepted in the beloved, highly favored. So this, so glory is doxa, the beauty. Okay, now to the praise of the beauty of His
unmerited
and what deserved favor. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Grace is beautiful.
Grace is beautiful.
Grace is beautiful.
Yes.
Because it talks about the glory of His grace.
Yes.
The beauty of His grace. And He says it is worthy of praise.
Yes.
Look. So He did all these things, adopting us, what?
Yeah.
According to the good pleasure of His will. To what?
To the praise.
All of that was the purpose of the exaltation of the beauty of His
grace. Grace.
That's why grace shouldn't be hidden.
No.
If you are in love with a girl, don't hide her.
Hey, fire.
Don't be there pretending in church like you don't know her.
Wow. Who's that one? Who's hiding?
It's to the praise, the exaltation, the blessing of the beauty of His grace. By which? By what?
That grace.
He made us accepted in the beloved. He made us highly favored. You're not highly favored because of your input,
no.
Sister.
The grace of
brother. No. You're highly favored because of His grace. And it says it's a beautiful grace that deserves praise.
Wow.
Now look at the Passion Translation rendering of this verse.
Tepiti. For it was always in His perfect plan to adopt us as His delightful children.
He has gone back to verse 5 to combine.
Through our union with Jesus, the Anointed One. Why? So that His tremendous love that cascades over us would glorify His grace. Oh, for the same love He has for His beloved one, Jesus,
He has for us.
Woo! And this unfolding plan brings Him great pleasure.
For the same love
He has for God.
Jesus said in John 17 that the glory You've given Me, I have given to them. You have loved them the same way You have loved me. The same love He has for the beloved one, Jesus, He has for us. You see, if God is going to refuse to do something for you, He has to first refuse to
do it
for Jesus.
It's not possible. It's not possible.
If there is a sickness that God will not heal in Jesus' body, He will not heal in yours. Ma. Are we understanding?
We are understanding, Apostle.
Look, all the symptoms are going to try and fight this truth, but you have to lean into that truth until you. You see, mean here?
Yes.
I've decided that this year I'm going to live by faith.
Yes.
Bulldog
Apostle,
faith.
I'm with you.
I'm going to. Whether that thing looks like how, I'm going to say no.
Yes.
I have my faith promise.
Yes.
I have found my faith company.
Yes.
This is my faith confession.
My action.
And this is my faith action. And until I see a result, I'm not bowing out.
Mm-mm.
I'm not turning aside.
Nope.
I'm not bending down.
Nope.
I'm not giving up.
Nope.
I'm moving one direction. The direction of my miracle. Amen. Until I see it
until
happen.
I see it. All right. Let's go.
The glory of His. He cannot fail to do for you or refuse to do for you what He has done for Christ.
No.
Everything else is now us allowing.
Believing.
Believing. Allowing. Receiving. Because he has already done it for Jesus. He will do it
for me.
For you.
For you.
For me. Wow.
Wow.
What a blessing. The tremendous love that cascades over us would glorify his grace. Let's try the message as we finish. Kubanga, what to do?
A message. A message.
And message starts at verse 3. So, be warm.
Should we start at verse 3?
Yeah.
All right.
What shall
How
we do?
Blessed is God, and what a blessing he is. He's the Father of our Master Jesus Christ and takes us to the high places of blessing in him. Long before he laid down earth's foundations, he had us in mind, had settled on us as the, focus of his love.
Long before he laid earth's foundation, he had already focused and these ones, you people. This is where I'm going to focus my love.
To be made holy.
To be
whole,
made whole
and holy by his love. Long, long ago, he decided to adopt us into his family through Jesus Christ. What pleasure he took in planning this. He wanted us to enter into the celebration of his lavish gift giving by the hand of his beloved son.
He wanted us to enter into the celebration of his lavish gift giving.
Lavish.
Now, you know there are some families like the Tsuvidas.
Who, I know them.
The Christmas gift giving.
Apostle.
May I just hear the stories?
It's too much.
But even hearing the stories makes you feel like
it's lavish.
Yeah. Now, he wanted us to enter into the celebration of his lavish gift giving by the hand of his beloved son. So, brother, sister, you have been welcomed into a gift giving celebration. They invited you to the Christmas Gundi holiday to come and stay with the family. You were not even part. But when you came downstairs on Christmas Day,
you found
that every family member had bought you an expensive gift with your name on it, and the box is there shimmering, shining. And you opened, and your dropped in one box was a perfume, costs 5 million shillings. Another box had a dress, a couple of dresses that cost about $10,000. Another box. Now, what we are talking about is much more expensive than that.
Much.
That's what we have been invited into. Can you invite these people to come to the party? Those who are not yet in.
Wow. Wow, what a word. Listen, I want to invite you. Say yes to this love. God already prepared for you. He planned for you. He's been waiting for you. He set you up to hear this today so you can come home into life in all its fullness. It's simple. Just believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is now Lord over your life and you're part of the family. And just like that, you're in forever. So go ahead. If that is you and you're watching, you've never made a personal decision to follow Jesus. Okay. Wherever you are, I want you to make that decision now. Put your hand up wherever you are, whether in a missional community, alone in an office, on the way, driving, park the car and put the hand up and let's pray. Let's pray. Pray these words after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today. I accept your free gift.
Of salvation.
Thank you for loving me. Thank you for dying for my sins.
For dying for my sins.
And giving me a glorious life.
Amen. me a glorious man.
Today I enter the family.
Today I enter the family.
The family of God.
The family of God.
I am accepted in the beloved.
I'm accepted in the beloved.
And my life will never be the same again.
My life will never be the
today
same.
Today I am a child of God.
Today I'm a child of God.
And I thank you, Jesus, with all my heart.
Thank you, Jesus, with all my heart.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the lavish family of God. I want you to send us a message right now. Send a message. Please send a message to this number. +256 775 642449. That's +256 775 642449. There is a pastor waiting for you to send that message. Say, today I gave my life to Christ. It on MC Live. We want to connect you to a loving family. We want to pray for you and help you discover more of what you have in Christ Jesus. Welcome to the family of God.
Wow, what a powerful, powerful.
What a what?
What an altar call. I know you have called that number. I know you've texted. In case you hesitated, please scroll back if you passed the part. Note down the number and text. Don't just... Don't go past that number. Just push back that thing. Go back to where the number is being shown and text that number. Say, I received Jesus today. Respond to that, to the invitation to such a lavish gift of His love. So, Father, we thank you. We bless you. You're kind to us. You're amazing. You do for us much more than we deserve. Always, have always. You do now. You'll always. Until that day we meet you, so we bless you. Thank you, Father, for satisfying everyone on this broadcast with long life. We come against every spirit that seeks to steal even 1 minute of your life. You shall live out your full life. I come against accidents, against fatal accidents, against every kind of accident. The Bible declares that none of their bones shall be broken.
Amen.
None of the bones of Jesus was broken. So none of yours shall be broken. In the name of Jesus, no evil shall come near your dwelling. Out of your house comes only good news. We receive may there be a constant stream of good news from your house. May there be a constant stream of good news from your household, from your missional community, from your location, from your network, as we allow Jesus to reign over our lives. We bless you, Lord. We thank you. Be exalted, Lord. Be glorified. Thank you for the miracles. God gave us a word that today there's going to be many, many miracles. So wherever you are, whatever you're going through, receive your miracle right now. Put your hand where the pain is and receive your miracle. We release that miracle to you now. In the name of Jesus, receive it. The pain goes now. The issue leaves you now. There is a correction in your body right now. Receive your miracle. If it's to do with the body, whatever it has to do with, whether it's a relational issue, whether it's a financial issue, whether it's a work issue, maybe it's an academic issue, receive your miracle right now. Let there be advancement that is supernatural as you follow Jesus this evening. Thank you, Father. We bless you. Thank you, because there is nothing impossible for you.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. I keep hearing the word good news. Good news, good news, good news, good news.
We receive it.
Good news.
We receive it.
Good news. You shall not be associated with bad news.
Not at all, at all.
Good news. Good news. Good news. Good news is coming.
Oh, yes.
Good news is coming your way. Good news is coming your way. Good news is coming your way. Someone, you're going to receive very good news.
Oh, yes.
In a matter of hours. 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 In hours. In hours. In hours. In hours. Start giving thanks already. Start getting into thanksgiving already. Because there's good news coming your way. Something very good. Something good is going to happen to you today. Something good is happening to you as a result of this broadcast. Something really good. Is happening to you. You're getting it for yourself, and it's going to be amazing for you, and it's going to be a blessing. You shall be a blessing to so many people. So we bless you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing us, providing for us, encouraging us. Someone needs encouragement.
Yes.
I sense a spirit of discouragement trying to come upon you like a sweater, like a gray sweater. Throw it off.
Wow.
We throw it off. Receive light.
Amen.
Receive lightness of spirit.
Amen.
Receive encouragement. Oh, we bless you, Lord.
Amen.
You're so good.
Thank you, Lord.
You're so kind. We bless you. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know what we are going to do from next week?
What are we going to
do? We'll be bringing one zone into the studio.
Only one zone every Wednesday.
So you can talk to your location pastor, who will talk to Pastor B3 if you want your zone to be the one to come next Wednesday. We can only take one zone at a time. And you have to be here on time. You can't be waltzing in when we are finishing.
Wow.
So if you are a zonal pastor and you want your zone to be live in studio, we'll be doing that every Wednesday. We'll take one zone. Praise God.
Praise God.
I feel like God is going to be doing mighty things.
Yes.
In people's lives. Amen.
Yes, amen.
So you remember the word I told you about?
Yes, I was going to ask.
Someone you need to... It's about sexual ethics.
Mm.
God is speaking to you to embrace a life of sexual purity.
Wow.
It is what is holding you from flying at a certain level in your relationship with God and exercising your faith to a certain level. Yes, you're fighting hard, you're exercising your faith, but you're limited. Because the devil is accusing you. The devil is showing you all your failures. And in a way, you have cooperated with the devil. So you can stop and allow the conviction of the Holy Spirit to take hold. And someone, you're saying it is so difficult. You're saying you can't do it, but God is saying you can do it. Because the word of God enables you to do it. You can do it.
Yes.
You can live a sexually pure life.
Yes.
Your destiny depends on it. The destinies of many, many, many people who are lined up behind you depend on it. And I feel like it's a lady.
Wow.
And maybe there is also a gentleman, but especially the ladies. Something. There's something that you need to throw off and allow God to work mightily.
Amen. A word.
So, I didn't want to bring it at the beginning because it could have distracted someone from receiving the faith.
The word.
The word that we are giving.
Wow.
So, but I wanted to bring it now so that you go and receive it and do something about it.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
In fact, you need to confess to someone.
Yes, that's what I felt. Yeah.
Confess to someone who will hold you accountable on your journey to freedom from sexual bondage.
Don't fear.
So, thank you, Father, because of your goodness and kindness. And what you're doing for the people to whom that word pertains.
Yes.
So may God bless you. May He cause His face to shine on you. May the gifts of the Spirit be abounding in you. Even as you sleep tonight, may you have wonderful dreams.
Amen.
That are prophetic. If you have never spoken in tongues, may you speak in tongues. If you have never prophesied, may you start prophesying. May you start seeing accurately the things that are coming. In Jesus' name, amen. See you on Friday, 6 o'clock.
Amen.
Leaders, come. Night. It's gonna boil while I'm
covered. It's gonna boil, boil, boil.
Thank you for listening to this teaching. We hope that you've been blessed by the Worship Harvest Sermon Series. For more teachings and other resources, visit www.worshipharvest.org or call 0393-281-555. That is 0393-281-555.